We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Chelev Adam, Halacha Dalid, in middle of paragraph Beis, actually the second paragraph of paragraph Beis. This halacha is based on Torah Samach Beis in the first half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbein Azal speaks a lot about emuna, about fasting, about different kinds of questions in Yiddishkeit, certain questions that can be answered even in this world, certain questions that can't be answered in this world. And Rav Moshe Zal is going to use this halacha also to discuss the topic of Pesach. Okay, let's continue. Ushnei habechinoi soelu heim bechinas tikkun hada'as vohe emuna. The two issues that we spoke about are related to tikkun hada'as and emuna. Because the tikkun regarding those questions which we can resolve in this world by learning poiskim, by learning halacha, ze bechinas tikkun hadas. That's the concept of tikkun hadas. Shezoichin ladas sholem. Lohovin mashiev shalohovin. Whereby a person is zoiche to achieve what can be achieved in this world in terms of understanding of Hashem. In order to be able to resolve all those answers that can be answered in this world. Whereas the tikkun regarding the questions which can't be answered in this world, through fasting, that's the concept of tikkun hu emuna. Because the only way for a Jew not to be harmed by those questions is through emuna. Ube'emes hakol echod. Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is all of this is really one. V'hakol kolul be'emuna kemavur ba'toyrnal. And everything, das and emuna, is included in emuna, as is explained in the Torah in Likutei Moran. Sheikar hatikun hu emuna. As Rabbein Azal says over there, that the main tikun is emuna. Kama shekosav shom ba'ois beis. As Rabbein Azal explains in paragraph beis there, shemaschil, which begins with the words, v'habirur shel hama'acholim hu alidei emuna. That refining the digestion of our foods is through emuna. Because Rabbein Azal goes on to say there, because the truth is, that which Hashem has given a person the seichel to be able to understand, the person has an obligation to try their best to understand. Ayin Shom, look over there on Likutei Moran. Rabbein Azal says, V'lechoyre koshe shom tzatzas. There seems to be a problem there in Likutei Moran. Ki posach bechodo v'siim betarte, because Rabbein Azal begins speaking about one item, and he finishes speaking about two. Ki maschil edaber rak me'emuna. Rabbein Azal starts off speaking only about emuna. Shehabiru shel hamacholim hu'alidei emuna. That the process of refining our foods, separating the good from the bad, and seeing to it that we don't take in the bad, we only take the good, is through emuna. V'yacharkach hoylech umevar shnei bechinois. And then Rabbein Azal goes on to explain and discuss two topics, tikkun hadas v'ho emuna. Ki ze mevoyer shehakushis she'ef sheliashvon shezoich lezei dei limud apoiskim ze bechinas tikkun hadas. Because Rabbein Azal explains over there that those questions which we do have the ability to get to understand the answers for, we're zeichet to do it through the limud of poiskim. And that's the concept of tikkun hadas. Whereas when Rabbein Azal opened the topic there, he seemed to be talking only about emuna. Ach be'emes hakoil echod. Rabbein Azal says, but the truth is, it's all really one. Ki tikkun hadas vo emuna hakoil echod ushneim tluyim ze bo ze. The tikkun of das and emuna is really one, and they both depend on each other. The main thing is emuna, which is the foundation of everything. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, kol mitzvos secho emuna. All of your mitzvos, Hashem, the entire Torah, the entire Yiddishkeit, is emuna. Achze Yodua, however, it's a known fact in Sifrei Kabbalah and in Sifrei Chassidus, Shechius Huemuna Humehadas, that the Emuna draws its life, its energy from Das. Ki Huemuna Hubechinas Malchus, because Emuna is synonymous with Malchus, Shechiuso Meoir Haponim, which draws its Chius, its life, from the light of the face, kaviyochel, shehu hadas, which is das, bebechinas bo'er penei melech chaim. The melech receives his light, his chius, from the oyer haponim, from das. Ki be'emes, afal pi she'emuno hidaiko lahamin be'emuno levad b'li shum das v'sechel. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, because the truth is, even though Emuna means to believe with faith alone, without any understanding. Ki bamesha sechel meivin ein ze emuna, because that which a person understands, that's not called emuna. Kemavur ba Torah, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Afal piken, despite that, shoyresh ho emuna v'chiyusa hudas. The roots of emuna, the source of emuna, is das, and that which gives chias to the emuna is das. Ki bevadai habehemo shein lo shum das ein shayach loimor leho sheyesh lo emuna, because a behema that has no das, we can't use the term emuna regarding a behema that the animal, the cow, believes. The ikar hu emuna. The concept of emuna only applies to man who does have a higher level of intelligence, das. Rak she'Hashem Yisborach choinen oleinu u'mamshich al nafshenu v'daitenu. Rak she'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Yisborach choinen oleinu u'mamshich al nafshenu v'daitenu he'oro mi'sechel elyon kozeh. It's only that Hashem has pity on us, and he draws upon our souls and our intelligence a light from a high level of seichel, shaydeze nimshach bonu koyach emuna, which is what gives us the ability to have faith. Ki ho emuna nimsheches b'sharosho miseichel elyoin v'govoya ma'oid ma'oid, because emuna, in its roots, at its source, comes from a very high level of seichel. Shemishom nimshach bonu hakoyach lizchazek b'emuna shleima. That's where we draw the strength to be able to have complete faith in Hashem. V'afal pi shehodom yochel lizkois l'emuna shleima, afal pi she'ein lo yidas godol. And even though it's true that a Jew can achieve complete faith in Hashem, even if he's not very intellectual or very intelligent, as we see in the common folk or by women, that they have complete faith, and that's the real faith, to have simple faith like the women do, like the common folk do. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in Sichei Saran, paragraph Lamed Gimel, afal piken, still, mi shezoiche leshleimus hadas digdusha, a person who is zoiche to complete das of kedusha, oz emunosoi chazoko yoiser v'yoiser, then that person's emuna can become stronger and stronger. The das can strengthen the emuna. V'chol ma shehodom zoiche lahagdil daitoi b'kedusha b'toiro v'avoito, and the more a person is zoiche to expand his knowledge and his intelligence, b'kedusha, with Torah and avodas Hashem, zoiche lahamshich he'oro niflo el huemuna yoiser yoiser. He draws a higher level light and a more powerful light into his emuna. Vaydezeh meschazek b'emuna yisera b'chol pam, and that's what gives him the ability to have his emuna get stronger and stronger all the time. Ki kol ma shiyodea yoiser, because the more the person learns, the more knowledge the person acquires, whom maven she'eino yodei adayin klal, he realizes, he comes to a better realization that he doesn't know anything, shetzorich lehischazek rak be'emunah shleima, but rather he has to strengthen himself, fortify himself with emunah shleima. That's number one. V'gam machmas sheroye ato shekamo kushis shoyekosho lebedaiti ala shmizboro v'atzadikim va'ato nesiyashue levaidei sheniftar daitoi. In addition, when the person sees now that after learning a lot, he was zeicha to resolve many of the questions that he had about Hashem and about tzaddikim and about Torah, because he grew in knowledge, that person realizes to understand related to things that he doesn't know now from what he does on this, from what he does know, meaning shegam hakushyos shadayin stumin etzloi, that even those questions which right now I don't have the answers for at all, bevada yesh lohem teretz, there definitely are answers for them. Rak shadayin loy niftach daitoy kol kach liyashiv gam elo hakushyos. It's just that I haven't reached the level of understanding that I need to be able to answer those questions. Oy, or Shehem mehakushis sheefshele ashram zeh oilam b'shumoifin, could be the questions that I'm thinking about are questions that can't be resolved in this world whatsoever. V'alkein hu mischazek al yidei zeh b'emuni yisera b'chol pam. Therefore, the person strengthens himself in his emuna all the time. As he's growing in das, as he's acquiring new knowledge, Rav Nosanel says there's a few things that are happening. Number one, many of his questions about Hashem and Tzaddikim are being answered, number one, so that he realizes that there are answers to questions. And once he knows that these questions have answer to them, he can also realize that all the questions have answers to them. It's just a matter of one of two things. Either it's simply a matter of me learning more, and the more I learn, I'll have more of my questions answered. Or if the questions that I have now are part of that group of questions which can't be answered in this world, no problem. I'll fortify myself with emunah, and I'll work on answering the questions that I can answer, and that's it, and I'll go weiter, and I'll be a successful Jew. Nimtza, we see from this, Shaidei hadas nischazeku emunah, the das strengthens one's emunah. Umikolshgein lehefech, how much more so that the opposite is true, that emuna strengthens one's das. Shekol mashot mischazek atzmai be'emuna yisera, that the more a person fortifies himself with a stronger faith, nitoisef loy he'ora gedoyla b'daitoy, he receives major, major new light in his das, in his seichel, in his ability to understand. Ki ikar hi hu emuna, because the main thing is emuna. As is explained in chapter 91 in the first half of Likut Imran, Shalidei Emuna Zoichen Ladas, that when a person first starts serving Hashem with Emuna, Hashem helps the person, that the person is eventually Zoichen to Das, to understand. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likut Imran. V'alkein Das V'emuna Shnehem Echot. This is why, getting back to what we said earlier, das and emuna are really one. Ushnehem bichlal nikroim emuna. And when we speak of both of them as a set, we call them emuna. Ki ikar tachlis hadas hi hu emuna. Because the main goal of das, of learning more and understanding more, is to get to really believe. Bebechinas, as we have the famous statement, tachlis hayediya asher loy neda, that the goal of understanding is to realize that we don't understand. Umeachar shetachlis hadas deloy neda, and once we accept this, that the goal of das is to realize that we don't know, bevadai tzrichin rak lahamid el emuna, therefore we must rely only on emuna. Vizet tachlis hadas shezoichen lahasig, and this is the epitome of das, that a person gets to understand and realize she'en yoidin adayin klal, that we don't know anything yet. Rak al yidei kol hadas shehisig, however, as a result of all the learning that I've done and all the knowledge that I've acquired, maven behizboinenus nifla, I understand on a high level of understanding, how much I have to fortify myself with faith, and rely only on faith, Shehi Yesoid Hakoil, which is the foundation of everything. Rav Nosson says, based on this explanation I just gave you, we can resolve the question that I asked earlier, that how is it that Rav Nosson starts with speaking about Emuna, and then in the paragraph he speaks about both Emuna and Das. What's going on here? Rav Nosson explained to us that on a spiritual level, when we're speaking in terms of Yiddishkeit, Emuna and Das are not two completely separate things. They're one. The sun and the moon are called Shnei Ma'oirois Hagdoilim, two big lanterns that are one in a sense. They work together. The rabbi and the student, the sun and the moon, we said. Torah and Tefillah. These are all things that are one. Emuna and Das. Paragraph Gimel. And when a Jew is zoche to complete their emuna through these two tikkunim, which are das and emuna, shehem limud poiskim v'tainus, which are the two tikkunim Rav Nosson speaks over there about, which are learning halacha and fasting, shehem b'chinas tikkun das v'emuna, sheshneim klulim b'tikkun emuna kana, which are both included in emuna. Then the person is zoche to achila dikdusha, she zoichen al yot al yachid kuchibrichu shchinte apen biapen kanal, which leads to a unification of Hashem and the Shechina face to face. Ki kuchibrichu shchinte heim shoyresh hadas vehemuna she shneim echad biemis kedua, because when we speak about Hashem and the Shechina, they are also das and emuna, which are really one. V'yalkein nikras v'achil al shem hu emuna v'al shem hadas. And this is why we find in the Torah that when it speaks about eating, it speaks about eating with emuna, and it speaks about eating with das. Kama shekosuf, we have a pasuk in Tehillim which says, shchon eretz ure'ei emuna. Ure'ei means feed on the faith, pasture with faith. So we see emuna related to achila. Uksiv, and there's another pasuk. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim which says, "Ichlu reim ushesu doidim," and the Zohar HaKadosh says, "Ichlu reim." Who are reim? Reim refers to chokhma and bina. Those two midos of Hashem are called reim. Shehem chokhma bina, which are called train reim deloy misparshim. Bechinas das, and we know das is the combination of chokhma and bina. As Rav Nosson writes in Torah Yud Zayin, shehu achila hi bechinas das, that achila is associated with das. One of the rabbis once said, "I can't answer your question right now because I haven't eaten meat." So we see that achila is associated with das. Ki das digdusha ve'emuna hakol echod, because true das and emuna are one in the same.